It's a delight, again, to have you here on the podcast. This is Frank Poetry with Vivo, and I'm really glad to have you. Something I missed doing last week was to tell you to do something that I normally would do on the podcast. So one idea I had at the beginning of the podcast years ago was for every guest or everyone on the podcast, we would tell or say where we are currently. So the city, the country, and something about the city or something that's happening in the city, right? So currently I am in Ottawa, in the province of Ontario, the country Canada. And this is Saturday afternoon in January. It's Saturday afternoon in January, and it's been snowing all night. So it started snowing at about 11 p.m. last night, and it snowed into this afternoon, which is it's pretty outside. It's quite messy, but it's fun. So all the cars are snowed in, buried in snow, and right now there are tractors clearing out the snow. So in case you hear noise, that's where it's coming from. So yeah, okay, so let's get into the poem. The traces of grace abound more and more. The only question is, are you willing to see it? We train our eyes to see what we want to see. The faults in my brother's tongue, how her eyes darts in searching for the next gossip. We train our hearts to nurture evil, gathering the stones of hurt and pain as evidence for more nurturing of evil and more evil. War, just war. If you look in the nailed hands of the crucified Savior, you see the opening doors of God's mercy. Come into forgiveness. Come. Just come. And here is an unending well of some to give your neighbor. Grace upon grace. All is grace. This call is one that won't stop calling. Earth is an echo chamber of gongs. Nature calling you into zests of quiet. The addictions of substances calling you into its cold hands of death. The calls of work and its unending demands. Voices and voices, pulling and tugging. Come, come. Listen and you hear the voices. Those in your mind and heart and head telling you something, nudging you into something, leading your feet one step after another. If you haven't realized it, you've answered to some calls, one or many. And here is a call that your soul needs. Come into a letting down of your bitter heart. Bring your cold heart into a melting before the sun. Peep through those nail-todded palms of this Jesus the Christ. There is an opening for freedom. A call to accept forgiveness. A call to take forgiveness to others. Come. So that was the poem, and let's chat just a little bit about some facts and points in the poem. So there's something deeply fascinating about juxtaposing the nature of humans with the nature of God. So with the nature of humans, our nature is actually by training, right? From the time we are born, our ears are trained to hear certain things. So if you're a musician or if you're being trained to play a musical instrument, you're trained to hear chords and sound in a certain way. Your eyes are trained to see certain things, right? Your mouth is, you're trained to speak a certain way, to speak a certain language. Excuse me. To speak a certain language. And also even like the choice of words and all of that, right? You can tell someone that's been educated from someone that's not been educated. Education, I mean school, right? Because you could be educated in different ways. So with this training, we have evidence and we have proof to defend what we've learned. And usually the proof is, hey, you know, this person is playing music, so you've been trained to play music. Someone that speaks a certain way, or, you know, if you speak multiple languages, you've been trained in that way, right? So, and then by following these trainings, we are also answering calls, right? Because something or someone is always calling out for our attention. And that's actually the fact, right? So if you're training on something, there's something that's calling your attention to that. And that's why I said somewhere in the poem, I said, let me try to find it. I said, Earth is an echo chamber of gongs, nature calling you into zests of quiet. So there's always something calling your attention, right? Satan is calling everyone's attention to something, something evil, something depraved. And God is also calling our attention to something. So we have to be attentive to know what we are paying attention to, what's calling our attention, and what we are answering to. In this episode, I talk about our focus on the ills of others and our insistence on unforgiveness. So now let's place our human nature side by side with the nature of God. Right? God, through Christ, calls us to something different. And by seeing this call of Jesus on the cross, we're training our eyes, our ears to the message of the cross. And I could go really deeply into this, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God, right? So if you stay in the word, you're answering the call of God, right? And you're training your eyes, your heart, your ears to fit the mold that is Jesus. And you realize you eventually become that. If someone that's been trained to play the piano for how many years plays like 15 years later, you would know that this person has been trained in music in that way. So it's the same thing here. If you focus your eyes, your heart, your ears, everything on the message of the cross, you will become like Jesus. And one of which is forgiveness. And that was a point of the that was one message or the focus of the poem, which is forgiveness, right? And that's where I said, may we bring our cold hearts to a melting before the Son, Jesus. And the Son here, of course, is S-O-N, and that's Jesus. But it's also a play on words, a poetic play on words, because Son could also be spelt the sound, or the when you hear Son, it could also be spelt as S-U-N. And of course, things melt under the Son, S-U-N. But here, our hearts could melt before the Son, S-O-N, Jesus, which is 100% true. So thank you for coming on this ride with me, and have a lovely weekend. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you here next time. Bye.